Good morning, good people. It is 6th November 2020. The readings are from Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 onwards to chapter 4, verse 1, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. To be a model alone is not enough. We need to be aware of mockery around. We may be contented with living our lives as example without noticing the mockery and murdering the supreme model of sacrifice of the Lord on the cross. We do not need to hate anyone just because they are mocking and murdering the maiden sacrifice for the salvation of the humanity. Our discerning need not desecrate or dissipate anyone or the freedom of the people. With the power of free will and freedom, people could undermine the values of the gospel, yet we need to value them and validate them. For St. Paul, people are the glory and crown, not what they do and what they believe. Divine joy comes by living our lives for the noble and human cause. Our relationships and respects we show here to one another counts and matters for our belief in belonging to one family, one human family in heaven. It is our constant effort to raise above our narcissistic and self-centered attitudes and behaviors. We cannot change anyone by our words and counsel. We can surely influence the other in a way we live in conviction and truth. When we look higher, we overlook the flyers of lies and begin noticing the goodness in others. Honesty comes by being truthful to ourselves. The way we use or acquire the material possessions has the implications in our relationship with the owner of the gifts. By being responsible, we overcome the temptation to be dishonest and people pleasers. God loves our cleverness, not the crookery and manipulations. Jesus encourages us to grow in prudence and astuteness, not in dishonesty. Irresponsibility accompanies dishonesty. Foresightedness and being shrewd help us to be responsible, honest, and working smart. May the Lord help us to recognize our strength that never weaken the other. Have a lovely day. God bless you.